When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Monday evening, Tuesday morning edition, Victory Monday. It's just me on the episode today. Give you a quick 10-minute recap of the Jets Dolphins. And then Wednesday and Thursday and then Saturday, we'll be back, with some, more preview or more review of the Dolphins game. And then Tyler Brook, who covers the Packers, will be on. We might have a Jets player or two coming on this week, so stay tuned for that. But big freaking win against the Miami Dolphins. The Jets obviously move to 3-2, first time they've been over 500 in the month of October since I was about 5 years old. Since 2017, when the Jets moved to 3-2 and then precisely lost, I believe, 11 of the next 12 games, the year before they got Sam Darnold. That said, what a victory for the Jets. It wasn't pretty at all times on Sunday. It wasn't necessarily, people were a little uneasy. I felt like in the beginning of the third, into the third quarter, but the Jets end up hanging 40 points on their arch rival, the Miami Dolphins. Quinn Williams went to angry runs, running over Tyreek Hill. The Jets hit the captions on Instagram. Zach Wilson looked good. Breece Hall had his true coming out party. I felt like he's, been in line for that big monster game, and 197 yards from scrimmage, gets tackled at the one twice. Obviously, hurts Breece Hall and Zach Wilson's stat line, but at the same time, it, helped a guy like Michael Carter get two touchdowns, was able to hit the penguin dance to, imitate and, kind of Jalen Waddle there. So defense stepped up, Sauce Gardner first interception, DJ Reed two almost interceptions, Carl Lawson with his best performance as a Jet by far. Kind of going to break it down, like this. Obviously, we'll start offensively. I thought the Jets were okay early on. I thought they continued to get better as the game went on. Zach Wilson looked, was only sacked, I believe, one or two times. Had the one bad sack. That's probably the only negative you see from Zach. But Sunday was in control, was smart with the football, was accurate, made the throws that needed to be made, had a few big-time throws. The one to Corey Davis comes to mind. And Zach Wilson is the Jets quarterback now in four drives this year. In the fourth quarter, the Jets have scored all four times. The Jets have been the best fourth quarter team in football, really stemming from week two, obviously, and that comeback against Cleveland, but the last 2 weeks against Pittsburgh and in Miami, outscoring, Pittsburgh, I believe 14-0, in the fourth quarter a week ago, then 21-0 this week. Michael Carter, again, the two touchdowns. Breece Hall has a 79-yard catch from Zach Wilson. Again, the game's kind of hanging in the balance there. The Jets offense moving the ball. Zach runs in a touchdown. It's 19-7. You get momentum. Dolphins come out, score before half. And, they're driving. The Jets are up 19-17, end of the third quarter. The Dolphins miss a field goal. First play out of the chains of possession. Zach Wilson, 25-yard strike to Corey Davis. Best throw of the day. You felt really good about Zach's command. He had his highest Pro Football Focus grade.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Of the year, had his, his highest QBR of the year. You just like what you've seen from Zach so far. Does he have the gaudy numbers? Only about 460 yards through two games. Doesn't have, you know, spectacular numbers, but going into the year, I thought, could he get to 230 yards a game, a touchdown or two, limit the interceptions? Had 252 and the two total touchdowns a week ago. He has a running touchdown, no interceptions this week. Only the third time in his career, he had zero turnover-worthy throws, which you love to see. And all from an offensive line perspective, can't help but compliment Elijah Vera Tucker, moving to right tackle, something he's never played before. You know, moving from left tackle to left guard to right tackle. The dude's playing at a Pro Bowl level at, you know, two, three, four different positions. And, you know, most importantly, you know, if you're the Jets, you've got a guy in AVT who you know you can count on, who's reliable, who can play all different positions, who's a team-first football player. It's a good thing if you're a Jets fan. Dwayne Brown is back. I thought he looked okay. I thought he's going to continue to look better. Just having him there, you know, being able to sustain, you know, that true left tackle spot, you know, the run game, no surprise, had its best game so far. Again, Breece Hall, can't say enough good things. The big run after big run, spectacular in the passing game. Not the biggest game for Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, Tyler Conklin, Corey Davis, you know, Garrett Wilson, everyone didn't have their biggest game, but they made the plays when they were needed. And you look at, you know, Braxton Berrios getting in the end zone. So offensively, I thought the game was good. And I thought this was one of Zach's best games of four quarters, was consistent throughout, was solid, accurate, and a good decision maker. Defensively, I mean, other than the two drives, what could you really ask for? The Jets defense got killed on a few just terrible calls from the officials on pass interferences, one on Michael Carter, one on DJ Reed, and one on Sauce Gardner. But other than that, and there was a little bit of tackling that kind of happened in the end of the second quarter, early third, Jets defense was fantastic. The defensive line got after. Bryce Huffman had three pressures. Quinnen Williams, a sack, fumble recovery, almost scored again. The highlight reel play, absolutely demolishing Tyreek Hill, which, you know, if you're a Jets fan, you have to feel good about after Tyreek mocked the Jets constantly over the offseason. There's been some off the field stuff with Tyreek. So I think everyone was pretty happy about that. And then you look at, again, Carl Lawson, his best game as a Jet. He's gotten better each week. The last 3 weeks, you start to really see Carl come on. And the last two specifically, he's had his best games. And you look at that, you can't help but be excited about what you've got from that Jets defensive line as they continue to improve. Obviously, the other big thing from Sunday, Sauce Gardner gets his first interception, safety to start the game. He was incredibly impressive, and you like to see where the Jets secondary is going. Right now, they're getting top-tier cornerback play. The safety play is improving. The linebacker play has been better. Quan Alexander is having a really, really strong start to the year. And obviously, again, the D-line played well. So overall, 40-17 victory for the Jets. Moving to 3-2. Not too many complaints if you're a Jets fan. Right now, the building was electric. Shout out to all the Jets fans that were in attendance. Hopefully, the Jets are coming home 4-3 or 5-2 to a packed MetLife Stadium against the Patriots. Again, very short episode today. We'll be back Thursday and Saturday with episode much longer, probably in the 30 minute to an hour range. So stay tuned for that. But everyone enjoy their victory Monday, victory Tuesday. And we'll talk to you guys on Thursday.